Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 105 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'll be talking about your harvest field. Your harvest field. And my anchor scripture, by the grace of God, is going to be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 to 38. Matthew 9, verses 37 to 38. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, Matthew 9, 37 to 38. It says, "He said to his disciples, 'The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields.'" I'll read it again. "He said to his disciples, 'The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields.'" So, what am I trying to talk about today? What I'm trying to talk about today is your harvest field. The thing is, you're not placed on this earth to just come and live through this earth and move on to eternity. No. If that was all there was to life, then there's no reason why you should be on this earth in the first place, right? God put you here for a reason. There is a mission you're supposed to achieve being on this earth. There is a mission field for you on this earth. There is a harvest field for you on this earth. There are talents that God has placed in you that fit a specific mission field. There are talents that God has placed in you that fit a specific harvest field. What are you using with the talents that God has placed in your life? Are you gifted in teaching? What are you doing with that gift? The fact that God placed the gift of teaching in you means that there is an audience he has created for you to minister to. Are you good at singing? The fact that God placed that singing gift in you means there's an audience that needs to hear your voice. Because one thing many people don't realize is that gift that the Lord has placed in you is the way you're going to shine. God put that thing in you to set you apart for that purpose. What's your harvest field? There are many people in this world, you look at their harvest field, and there are so many fruits that need to be harvested, but they are not getting to work. If you remember the parable of the talents, there was the one talent guy, and then there was the two talent guy, there was the five talent guy. The five and the two talent guys, they were doing something with, they were working in their harvest fields. So I would just encourage you today, some people don't even know what their harvest field is. Pray, reflect, consider, what is that gift that has been placed in you? What is that thing that you know that, man, I really excel at this thing? Can you start putting it to God's use? Can you start using it for God's glory? Because the thing is, that harvest field, if you don't go and harvest in that field, then you will be replaced. God will find someone else that is willing to do his bidding. There are so many people are like, oh man, what do I do on this earth? I don't know. It's almost like God designed me with no purpose. No, God did not design you as a purposeless being. God designed you as a purposeful being. There's a reason for which you're here. And let me tell you this, a harvest field does not just mean your talent. It just means the place God has placed you. The place God has placed you, what kind of, are you doing any kind of harvesting? Or are you doing more destroying? A person that harvests is a person that is building up things. If you're a parent, then your family is an example of a harvest field. What are you doing with that harvest field? Are you nurturing that harvest field? Are you reaping in that harvest field? What are you doing with your children? Are you bringing them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord? Are you doing God's will, God's bidding in that situation? The Bible says that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You're a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. So wherever you go, you should make positive impact. What are you doing with that harvest field of your family? Do you make a difference in the lives of your children? Do you make a difference in the life of your spouse? What are you doing with your harvest field? What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? At your place of work, God did not just place you there to just go and earn a paycheck. No. God placed you there to make a difference. God placed you there to demonstrate godly character that can turn people over to the faith. What are you doing in that harvest field? Many people's harvest fields, you can tell that, wow, these people have slept. That harvest is just rotting away. That harvest is not being reaped. It's not being nurtured. What are you doing in your harvest field? I'm telling you, there is no person on this earth that can say they have no harvest field. You have a harvest field. What you do in that harvest field matters. Again, you don't want to, you want to end your life on this earth having been spent for God's glory, having been spent for the use of God. You don't want to end this life having withheld all those gifts and all those talents that you could have used to bless the world around you. So I'm challenging you today. What are your harvest fields? Get going. Stop sitting around. Stop being lazy. Don't bury those things in the ground. Pick up your hoe, pick up your sickle, and go into the harvest field and get digging and get going. When you start doing that, you'll notice that you're beginning to live a life that is with purpose. When you start doing that, you'll notice that you'll start seeing other harvest fields. Because sometimes when God sees that you're a good steward in little, he'll start giving you more. When God sees that, wow, this person is very faithful in this small harvest field I've placed them, then you'll become elevated in life. God will move you to a bigger harvest field. But if God sees that, huh, this person is not doing anything with this small harvest field I've placed them in, I don't see any need to elevate them in life. That's not the kind of testimony you want. So my encouragement and my advice for you today is to get going. Now, one of the very first things you need to do to get going is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you an opportunity today. Again, when you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives you a purpose for your life. You can begin to live a life that is worth living. You can begin to live a life with purpose. Have you made mistakes in your past? Have you screwed up? Have you done certain things that you're not proud of? God is willing to set you free today. He's willing to give you a brand new beginning. He's willing to turn your life around. So if you want to say that prayer of salvation with me today, I encourage you to repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for other people listening to this podcast. I pray that you will open our eyes to see our harvest fields. Give us the grace to not be lazy. Your word says, watch and pray. Give us the grace to watch and pray. Give us the grace to work hard in our harvest fields. Give us the grace to be vessels unto honor in your hands. People that exercise and do the bidding of the Master. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, when we are living this earth, our harvest fields will have been well taken care of. Our harvest fields would have been reaped completely. We will not bury the talents you've placed in us, but we will use them and exercise them daily for your glory. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you, just find a Bible. That's the first thing you should do. Find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. You know, many people use the King James Version. I also use it periodically, but I also love the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation is probably pretty understandable, especially when you're starting off learning the Bible. So find a translation that works for you. Really do what it says, right? The Bible is a harvest field. There's a lot of things you can pick up from it. Really do what it says. You see your life take a turn for the better. And then finally, find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many great churches all over the world. There are many places that say that they're a church, but they twist the word of God around. They preach things that are not consistent with the word of God. Find a Bible-believing church. See community of other believers. Do what the will of God. Do what God's word says. And you see your life take a turn for the better. Thank you for listening to me today. Until the next podcast, have a wonderful weekend, have a wonderful Friday, and God bless you. Shalom.